比教会是保罗所心爱的教会。
He holds the church very dearly to his heart.
他非常喜爱腓立比教会。
They have been in many ways involved in the Paul's ministry.
因为他们一直支持参与保罗的事工。
While some churches give him quite a bit of a heartache and headache, but this one church constantly encourages him to go on in the ministry.
保罗牧养的教会里面呢，有很多是令他失望，为他令他伤心的。只有这个腓立比教会呢，一直都在支持鼓励着他的事工。
Whether the church then or now, the church is never perfect.
但是即使这么好的教会里面呢，也是有他们不完整不好的地方。
However, Paul encourages the congregation in the church of Philippi to consider the example and the work of the Lord.
所以保罗就劝勉腓立比教会，看看这个上帝的引导，上帝的带领。
So Paul gave this encouragement in Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he, Christ Jesus, which had or who had begun a good work in you, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
所以保罗就用腓立比书一章六节来勉励这个教会。他说他深信上帝在他们的心里面动了善功，一定帮助他们成全到这功，一直到主耶稣基督的日子。
Paul right at the beginning says, I am very confident.
保罗这里说他深信。
Confident of the past and confident of the future.
他深信从前，他也深信上帝以后的带领。
It is not an imagination.
所以保罗不是在那里幻想。
It is not a likelihood.
不是说可能。
But is absolutely real.
而是真真真正的相信。
When we become Christians, a lot of things starts to take place in us.
当我们成为基督徒的时候呢，很多事情就发生在我们身上。
With receiving Christ, the Holy Spirit comes into us and lives in us.
我们接受耶稣的时候呢，圣灵就入住我们的心，与我们同在。
We take on a new status. We become children of God instead of enemies of God.
我们的地位也改变了，现在我们是上帝的儿女。
Instead of being separated from God, we will be always eternally together with God.
从前我们是与上帝隔绝的，现在呢，我们却与上帝相连，可以随时与上帝通话。
Our outlook about everything around us completely changed.
我们的外表也改变了。
We live in the world, but we are no longer of this world.
我们仍然住在这个世界上，但却不属于这个世界。
Our core values are shaped by a new template.
我们人生的这个价值观呢，已经因为耶稣基督而改变。
So we see that when we became a Christian, a lot of things within us, the internal softwares, starts to change.
因此我们看到一个人成为基督徒之后呢，他的内心外在都开始有了改变。
Who is doing this work?
谁成就这些工作呢？
Is it our discipline?
是因为我们比以前更加有纪律吗？
Or is it being in the right church?
还是因为我们参加的教会是很好的教会？
What is it?
是什么使到我们改变了呢？
So the first point.
所以第一点。
At least 3 points I want to highlight today.
今天我们有三点。
The Lord's initiative.
是上帝主动的工作。
That's the first point we want to look at.
所以这个是上帝开始的工作。
The second point is the Lord's instrument.
第二，我们是上帝的器皿。
And the third one is the Lord's intent.
第三是上帝的心意。
These are the three things that we want to look.
这是我们今天要看的三点。
Let us look at the Lord's initiative.
首先我们看上帝的工作。
It is not the pastor who started a good work in you.
所以不是因为教会的牧师使到你心里面，在你心里面动了善功。
It is not the church that has started a good work in you.
不是因为教会在你心里面动了善功。
The Bible tells us, Paul tells the people in the church of Philippi.
保罗告诉腓立比的教会，
Christ Jesus started a good work in us.
是耶稣基督在你的生命开始了这个善功。
It is not man's craft of work.
这不是人手所做的功。
The Lord put in us the initiatives.
是上帝把这个感动放到我们的心里。
Ideas, plans.
把这个计划，把这个思想放在我们身体上。
Give us the skills.
他也是给我们要从事这个工作所需要的技术。
To work the work He has for us in His church for His glory.
以致我们能够把主要给我们做的这个工作做完，完成，来荣耀他的教会。
Every one of us have this operative system that Christ has put in us, and it is supposed to be working.
我们每一个人都从主耶稣那里领受这个善功，而这个善功呢，是我们要积极去从事的。
And the word begin, right? He begun. When there is a beginning, there is an end.
这里说，动的善功就是说开始那个功的。 既然有开始，就会有结束。
How aptly, even this afternoon, we have a funeral service.
今天就刚好我们有下午要在这里举行追思礼拜。
In this sister's life, God has begun a work.
在这位徐姐妹的身上，生命里，上帝开始了一个善工。
The work that not many of us can do.
这个工作呢，不是我们太多人有这个能力做的。
And she is one person
who's
good in making cakes.
她会烘蛋糕。
The testimonies has always been at the vigil service about cakes.
所以在这个追思礼拜呢，我们就听到她有这个本事。
One of the relatives decided to make her a godmother because she wants the cake.
有一个家庭因为喜欢她的烘焙蛋糕呢，就。 认得他做这个干妈。
Every year around April, we think who is going to make the cake for anniversary.
所以每年周年纪念的时候呢，是谁会制造烘这个蛋糕呢？
Conveniently, we will look at Elder Chung, and Elder Chung will say, "Please lah, not nice lah. I ask, you all must ask." And she always obliges very lovingly.
事业准备的时候呢，我们就请钟长老来帮助传达这个信息。
The work that God has begun in her has come to a close.
但是今天上帝给她的这个技能呢，已经结束了。
For 60th anniversary for the Diamond Jubilee, 60th, we need to find a new baker.
所以今年60周年庆的时候呢，我们需要在我们当中找一个新的烘焙蛋糕师。
This is upon the shoulders of everyone who can make very good cakes.
所以今天在我们在座当中，谁？ 很会烘焙的呢，这个责任可能要到你的肩上。
And you will not come forward, it means you're burying the cake in the ground, and one day you have to give an account why you didn't make the cake.
所以如果你有这个本领，却不愿意来侍奉上帝呢，有一天你要在上帝的面前交账。
In the parable of the talent, one did not make the cake, but rather bury the talent, right?
所以我们看了，在主耶稣讲的比喻当中。 才干的比喻，有人不愿意把他的能力来侍奉上帝，却把他藏在土里面。
God started a good work, so when you make the cake, it must be good, not look like a cake, it must be good cake.
所以，今天你做的这个蛋糕呢，一定要好的蛋糕啊，因为神动的那个是善功。
That's the entry qualification.
这个是你要接受这个责任的这个资格。
You know, the word begun only appears in the New Testament two places.
这里讲的这个开始这个动呢，在新约我们只有两处看到。
One in Galatians where Paul was very mad with the people. You begun, God begun in you this through grace, and now you're going back to the law.
第一次呢是在加拉太书，保罗很生气的责备加拉太教会，你们。 主给你们开了这个新的工作，你们却要走反方向。Another
occasion is here.
另外一次呢，就在腓立比书一章。The
word begun here has to do with the whole package of salvation.
所以这个动呢，是跟我们救恩有关系的。
It includes not only your salvation, also the specific area that God has intended for you to become a blessing, a part of the body, whether hands or eyes or legs, whatever, one of an important part of the church body.
动不单是跟我们的救恩有关系，同时呢，这个动作呢是会带给教会益处的。
When any part of our body is not working,
当我们身体不舒服的时候，
we will normally send it for servicing.
我们就会去找医生。
If eyes is not working, we go to the ophthalmologist.
如果我们眼睛有问题，要去找眼科医生。
All right. So all the other parts, whichever part is not working, we go to the specialist and he do some work on it.
身体哪一个部位出了问题，我们就找那个部位的专家。
So Galileans, you are all part and parcel of the entire body.
所以弟兄姊妹，你们今天是教会的一份子，是教会的一个肢体。
If you are born again, means God has begun a good work in you.
如果你是一个重生的基督徒，就表示说上帝已经把这个善工在你的生命上开启动了。
You have a vital place in the body.
你在这个教会里面呢，有占有一个重要的位置。
Needless to say, if he has started the work, you are responsible to God.
所以上帝在你的生命开始了这个动工呢，你就开始要向上帝负责。
I also want to encourage you, if Christ has started the work, there is no power on earth or anywhere that can stand in the way of the work that God has begun.
我也要勉励弟兄姊妹，如果上帝在你的生命开始了这个善工呢，在地上呢，没有任何一个权柄能够摧毁这个善工，因为这个是主耶稣开始的。
This work is not just confined to the church.
这个工作呢，的好处不单单是给教会的。
This work involves your entire life.
这个工作呢，也跟你的整个生命有关。
Your birth, which home, which period that you came about.
你什么时候在这个家庭被生下来，
as a child of God towards your parents，
你作为一个孩子，你对于父母，
the education, the work, the spouse, the children, the good times, the difficult times, everything is part and parcel of it， and in and through it all he is working the work that he has begun in you and in me。
所以要透过这你生命上面的一切来成就他开始的这个事工。
Do you know something? When Christ started the work, he has planned the work very carefully.
你晓得吗？如果这个善工是上帝开始的，是主耶稣开始的，他的计划是非常的详细的。
When he gave you the work, he also knew who he is giving the work, the idiosyncrasies, the lack, the challenge, the temperament.
主耶稣给一个工作给某一个人，他清楚知道这个人他的强，他的弱。
But there will come a time,
但是
where we will permanently rest from the work that he has given for us on this earth. If there is a beginning, there is an end.
所以这里说，有开始就有结束。
We must allow the Lord to do his work in and through us.
所以作为一个信徒，我们要顺服上帝在我们的身上动工。
When you don't, he will remind us. He will remind us, my thoughts are not your thoughts, because I have a plan for you and I've begun the work in you. Your ways are not my ways, because it is my way that is going to work in you. Anyway, as Jeremiah 29:11 says, my ways are higher. They are not meant to hurt you. They are not evil. They are better than what you possibly can think that it is good for you. But Christ is telling us, so are his ways higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. That means the work that he has begun in us, he is the one who began it, begin that work. And it is a good work. The nature of the work is a good work.
所以上帝在我们的生命上动了这个善工呢，如果我们不顺服的话，他就会提醒我们，就好像以赛亚书55章这里说的，因为我的意念不 不是你的意念，我的道路高过你的道路。所以我们要清楚了解上帝在我们身上动的那个工是一个好的工作，是一个善工。
Brethren, when we serve the Lord, we must keep in mind the source of the work.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们服侍主的时候呢，我们要清楚我们的这个工作的那个意念，那个思想是从哪里来的。
The urgency of the work, because there is an end.
然后这个工作它的紧迫性。
The quality of the work, because it is good.
还有这个工作的那个质量好不好。
The second point is,
第二点，
He began a good work in us.
他在我们的生命动了善工。
We are the Lord's instrument.
我们就是上帝手中的器皿。
Imagine and celebrate the privilege God bestowed upon each one of us.
你记得上帝主在我们身上给我们的这个使命。
Not only God saved us, He called us to do His work.
他不但是拯救我们，呼召我们从黑暗出来，拯救我们，他同时也给我们一个工作。
We are chosen vessel to do the Lord's work.
所以我们是被神所拣选的器皿。
As if the Lord is so stubborn, I will not work this out through the angels, I will not work this out with any other creatures that I created. But I will work with you. You may be stiff-necked, you may be stubborn, you may be difficult, you may be flawed, you may be completely hard to work with, but I will work with you.
你知道吗？上帝他要做的工，不是要透过他的任何的造物，不是要透过天使，他乃要透过人，透过我们这些景象非常顽梗，景象非常硬的人，上帝不在乎。
That image of making the clay pot, it is how God works with us, because as He makes, there are a lot of a little stone here, a little dust there that flaws the vessel, and He constantly have to work because He began the work, He will finish the work.
上帝好像一个陶匠，他在那个用陶土来制造这个瓦器的时候呢，他要不停的在那里工作，把这个陶土里面的一些杂质去除。
He's saying, "Clay, you did not choose me, clay, but I chose you."
他告诉这个陶土说，不是你选了我，是我拣选了你，陶土。
And I appointed you that you should go and bear fruit.
我任命你去为我结出果实。
That mud, that dirt, that filth that God took, shape it to become a vessel of honor.
这些低微的陶土，上帝用来制造一个精美的瓦器。
Vessel to contain the glories of God and to do the glorious work of God.
成为成满上帝荣耀的一个瓦器。
And that vessel will not break down and lose these precious treasures.
既然是上帝所拣选的，这个瓦器呢就不会被砸碎。
Your fruit should remain, he says.
他说你结的果实呢会留下来。
And whatever resources you need to do for the work that I began in you, my Father will provide.
你需要做这个从事这个善工，所有的资源呢我的天父会给你预备。
The work is God's work and not man's work.
所以这个善工不是人的工作，乃是上帝的工作。
We as his instruments,
我们作为他的器皿，
we must constantly remind ourselves and others,
我们要常常提醒我们自己，
that this is the Lord's work and not one's personal work.
我们所做的不是我们个人的工作，乃是上帝。
If that is true, God's work must be done.
如果是这样的话，那么上帝既然是上帝的工作，就一定要把它做好。
In God's strength,
在靠着上帝的这个力量。
In God's way,
照着上帝的方法。
Through God's given resources,
透过上帝所给我们的物资。
And to God's glory,
而所做的这个成就呢，一切荣耀归给上帝。
Our work must be Christ-centered work.
所以我们做的这个工作呢，一定是以基督耶稣为中心的。
We are God's servants.
我们都是耶稣基督的仆人。
You know how he works with us.
你懂他怎么样 为我们工作吗？
He didn't assign a job and said, "Okay, I see how you will do. Go ahead and go and finish the work and come back."
他没有说你这个工作给你去做，你去看看怎么样去做。
Just imagine the dirt and the filth we are, and God called us out of darkness into His marvelous light.
你想一想，我们是只不过是一个毫无价值的陶土，他竟然呼召我们从黑暗进入光明。
God called us to be partners with Him in His work.
上帝叫我们与他同工一同的来做这些工作。
And He said, "You are my friends."
他说你是我的朋友。
God works with us like friends.
上帝把我们当作是他的朋友。
How does friends work together?
朋友和朋友如何的同工？
There is transparency and openness between friends.
在朋友的当中，大家都清楚明白彼此。
Jesus said to his disciples, "I'm not treating you as servants."
所以主耶稣告诉他的门徒，从此我不再叫你们是我的仆人。
I'm treating you as friends.
我把你当成是我的朋友。
What a unmatch that is!
我们跟他是如何的何等的不配。
A holy God working in hand with an unholy man.
圣洁的上帝竟然跟有罪的人一同来工作。
A creator working hand in hand with creature.
创造者和那个被造的人一起同工。
A very clear focused God working with a man that is constantly distracted by the things of this world.
人看透万事的神竟然和一个懵懂的人一起工作。
How nice he remains the Lord and he just instructs us, just run around.
我们多盼望上帝就给我们一点一点的指示，我们就把这工作做好。
And when I fail, he beats me up.
当我懒惰的时候，他就会惩罚我。
No, that's not what he does.
但是这不是上帝的方法。
He comes around.
他会来。
He puts his arm around us.
他会拍我们的肩膀。
He talks to us.
他跟我们说话。
He counsels us.
他指导我们。
He encourages us.
他鼓励我们。
And he said, "Come, let's work together."
他说，来，我们一同从事这个工。
We are God's friends in the work of the Lord.
所以在上帝的工作的当中，我们是上帝的朋友。
Let us look at the last verse. Last point of that.
第三点。
The Lord's intent.
上帝的心意。
The Lord said, "I will finish it."
这里上帝说，我必成全这工。
I'm glad the Lord will finish it.
我感谢上帝，他必定完成他的工作。
Left to you and me, probably will break down halfway.
如果他把工作完全交给我们，肯定我们会把他搞砸。
One thing is that we don't have all the power and strength and ability to meet up with all the challenges.
因为我们清楚了解，我们没有那个本事可以把上帝的工作做好。
Don't forget, we are involved in a spiritual warfare as well.
也别忘记，当我们从事上帝的工作的时候，我们是在一场的属灵征战里面。
There are visible challenges, invisible challenges.
所以我们有看见的这个挑战，也有看不见的这个挑战。
We cannot make it.
我们靠着自己是不可能
完成的。It is Christ who is going to complete it perfectly.
所以这个善工呢，是耶稣基督亲自来帮我们成全。
God has a plan for us.
上帝有一个计划交给我们。
It is a good plan.
是一个善工。
God is working on that plan in us today.
上帝在我们的生命里面做这个工。
And one day He will finish it.
有一天
what he has started.
他开始的那个善工他会完成。
The Lord is part and puzzle of this very crucial ministry that he has given to us.
所以上帝交给我们的这一份善工呢，他一直都没有离开我们，他一直都跟我们一同的同工。
But I tell you, my brethren, there is no power, I said, that can stand against the will of the Lord.
刚才我已经告诉了大家，没有人能够反抗上帝的心意。
Even though Christ said, "I will finish it,"
这里耶稣基督说，我必成全这工。
There is one power that stands against the Lord.
我们知道还是有一个这个属灵的分子会来搅扰。
That is self-will.
就是我们自己的念头。
The self-will constantly resists the work that God begins in us.
我们里面的那个心意会常常阻挠上帝工作的进展。
Let me briefly explain from Jonah's life.
让我以约拿的生命 来解释。
Jonah is a prophet of God.
约拿是上帝的先知。
He knows the word.
他知道上帝的话。
He heard God's call.
他听到上帝的呼召。
He received the commission.
他接受了上帝的任命。
But he went the opposite direction.
接了受了之后呢，他却走反方向。
And he said, I'm not doing this for a variety of my own, for my own reasons.
他说我不要做是因为我有很多的原因。
We also don't serve the Lord.
我们也好像是约拿这样。
For our own reasons.
为了我们自己的原因目的不好好侍奉上
帝。We don't serve because we don't like that person.
我不要做这个工作因为我不喜欢那个人。
We don't serve because there are certain things about this place or these people or this church or this ministry.
我不要做这个工作是因为这里面有一些人有这个地方或者是这个教会我不喜欢。
The work that God began in us can only be slowed down and stalled by our self-will.
所以上帝在我们生命开始的那启动的那个功呢，会因为我们个人的因素而受到拦阻。
So Jonah ran, bought his ticket, got onto a boat, found a nice resting place, and went to sleep.
所以这个约拿就上了船，要到他斯去，然后上了船就到了船底睡觉了。
The rest you know.
其他的故事。
He was thrown out onto the sea. The fish came, brought him to Nineveh. In the very first place, he could have gone there very nicely, but go through a rough way.
所以最后呢？约拿最后还是到尼尼微去传福音，他早知如此何必当初。
And when he was in the sea, he was very repentant. All right, he's a good guy.
所以我们看到第二章的时候，他在水里面的时候呢，他充满了这个懊悔，他要悔改。
The moment he's out of trouble, his heart went back the old way again.
但是我们看到第三章，他得到了这个所谓拯救之后呢。他心意又开始改变。
If you notice very carefully, his gospel to the people is, all are we going to die very soon?
你发现把约拿传的那个信息呢，是你们这些尼尼微人都要死。
There's no mention, there's no real gospel given.
他其实没有把上帝的话讲完。
It's a doomsday message.
他给他们的是那个末日灾难的这个信息。
And he hoped from that message, nobody gets any clue and nobody repents and they all go perish away in hell.
所以约拿呢，希望这些人听到他这些话呢，每一个人都灭亡。
The work that God began in Jonah，
但是上帝在约拿生命上面开始了这个善工。
Even though he's resistant，
虽然他约拿是一个悖逆的人
，for his own personal reasons，
为了他自己个人民族的因素
，God still made him to go and preach the word。
上帝还是把他差到这个抓到这个尼尼微去传。
He climbed onto a high ground and waiting to see how brimstone and fire would come upon Nineveh like it did in Sodom and Gomorrah。
讲完了呢，他就跑到高处要等，看上帝怎么样把从天上降下这个。硫磺火来烧灭这个尼尼微。
哎呀 ，all of them repented and came to God。
但是他完全没有想到，尼尼微听了他那一番话了，大家都后悔要转回归向上帝。
Instead of rejoicing, he complained to God. He said, "Yeah, this is why I don't want to go. They all will come to."
尼尼微的人得救了之后呢，约拿没有高兴，他反而埋怨上帝。
That's what we are.
约拿的生命。
That's what God is dealing with, each one of us in whom God has started a good work.
所以今天上帝好像对付约拿那样对付我们的生命。
The work he started, he completed the work.
所以上帝开始了善工呢，他必定会成全的工。
After that assignment, we don't hear very much about Jonah.
所以我们约拿的那个工作完成之后呢，我们就没有再没有听到约拿的事。
All of us will go through such seasons in our life.
其实我们人的生命就好像这样。
But be assured, the work that he began in you.
但是我们很确定的，上帝在我们生命中开始的善工
must be finished.
一定会被上帝所成全。
This is not an overnight decision he made.
这上帝所做的计划呢，不是草草率率的。
This is a work he planned for each one of us uniquely before the foundation of the world.
特别为我们每一个人预备的工作。
So in us, we still have the Jonah DNA.
但是我们大家都很清楚，在我们的生命当中呢，我们仍然有约拿的这个DNA 基因。
The Lord knows our idiosyncrasies.
上帝知道我们这个人。
Our predisposed slant in us.
他知道我们里面的这个腐败。
Left to our own, the work of the Lord will suffer.
如果把这个事情交了给我们，让我们自己处理的话，肯定会有问题。
God clearly knows our limitation.
所以上帝清楚知道我们的极限。
Therefore, He will finish it.
所以上帝这里圣经这里说，上帝必成全这工。
And if you see that phrase, last word says, until the day of Jesus Christ.
你看到我们这一句的经文最后是直到耶稣基督的日子。
It points to the day where every saint will stand before the Lord, where he will be honored and rewarded and glorified.
这里告诉我们，有那么一天，我们所有的圣徒要在上帝的面前交代我们的工作。
We all should rejoice that.
那一天我们大家都应该喜乐。
It is Christ.Going to complete the work that he began in Galilee.
这那一天呢，上帝交给我们加利利堂一切的圣工都会完全。
Not man.
不是人的工作，不是人完成的。
But God will use every man and woman in this church to fulfill his big plan.
乃是上帝要用我们教会里面各个弟兄姐妹来成全他的计划。
For Galilee Church.
为了我们。加利利堂。
All right. I supposed to summarize. You see, they told me always say I don't summarize. I want to summarize. That guy is not working. All right. The first point is.
所以我要总结第一点。
It is the Lord's initiative. Thank you.
圣工的开始是上帝。
Second point is we are the Lord's instrument.
第二点，我们都是上帝手中的器皿。
The third point is.
第三点。
It is the Lord's intent to finish it.
是上帝的心意，要把他开始的善工完成。
Let us pray.
让我们同心祷告。
Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning.
慈爱的天父，我们感谢你今天早上给我们的话语。
Thank you for the reminder.
感谢你提醒我们。
Thank you for calling us and starting a work in us.
感谢你呼召我们从黑暗出来，也是在我们的生命开始这个善工。
Bless us, Lord.
求主祝福我们
Bless this church.
祝福我们的教会
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名求 Amen.